we're in an amazing part of the country. The Northeast has some of the best growing conditions. We can produce probably the best produce, you know, in my opinion, in the United States. It's all local.
Time for our Local Hero Spotlight with Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Mike Solon, who's the food and beverage director at Gateway City Arts, Franny Krasinski, who's the director of culinary operations at Gateway City Arts, and the chef, Matt Stevens, who's in the car.
No, he's tailgating to make you a sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, well, you're a Patriots fan.
Is he cooking it like on the engine block or something?
He's making it happen.
Well, that's amazing. Now, when we talk about Gateway a lot on the air here, we're talking about the great shows that are coming to Gateway City Arts so frequently, but what people may or may not know at this point is that for a year, Gateway Bistro has been open. Talk to me about what the bistro is, and then we'll talk a little bit about the foods and what you're bringing in there.
Sure. So the bistro came about because of the events. They found that with all these large events coming in that we needed to feed people. Mm-hmm. The concept is a lunch and dinner, and we also have a bar, so we had a bar menu as well. It's a well-balanced menu. We try to be very cognizant of who our clientele is.
Yeah.
We're trying to pull some of the Northampton, Greenfield crowd down to where we are. We are cognizant of the whole tofu curtain.
Yeah. So you serve tofu there, of course. So
yes.
Part of
and
the
other
tofu
other
curtain.
Vegetarian yeah, entrees, right. Yes. But we're just trying to serve food that the common person can enjoy. So it ranges from a really simple sandwich to maybe an elaborate dinner.
A really simple sandwich has just walked in. Or I don't know how simple it is. Matt Silver was the chef. Where were you cooking this, Matt?
I was cooking out of the trunk of the car.
With what?
A portable burner plate.
I mean, it was 20 degrees out. Where else would you cook?
That is amazing. The plate is cold.
It's cold-plated sandwich, yeah.
Now that is something else.
So what we have there is a sous-vide and smoked duck breast with house cured and smoked bacon, arugula, a white bean spread, and a cherry jam.
Incredible. So what's your background as a chef?
So actually, I was Mike's student for several years through two schools.
Uh-huh.
I've worked at the Hotel Northampton, Sierra Grill, and
made your way around the valley. And now, Mike, you're the food and beverage director. What's your vision, I guess, for the food and beverage of Gateway City Arts and the bistro there?
We have amazing things that are coming up. You know, we have a very talented chef in Matt Stevens. And as Franny said earlier, we absolutely try and cater to everybody. We have various vegetarian options. You can get a great steak dinner, or you can get a nice sandwich or an appetizer. There's such a vision down there. You know, Holyoke is, it's a new Holyoke.
I've heard there's also a little bit of Czech influence going on.
Vitek Kruta is one of the co-owners. He is from the Czech Republic. So some of our menu and vision does feature Czech entrees. We feature his goulash and also a riff on a Czech Reuben. We Czech style beers. Vitek actually developed a beer called the V-Czech, a Czech Pilsner. So that's kind of cool as well. And then we do the Czechtoberfest annually in a beer garden.
If you're at the Gateway Bistro, when you say Czech, please, you might not know exactly what they're looking
Which one?
For. I'm speaking with Franny Krasinski and Mike Solon and Matt Stevens from Gateway Bistro in Holyoke. We have now for the last 2 years, also full disclosure, had our holiday party there, which was a lot of fun. And it was also fun when there was a misprint at New England Public Radio's holiday party, also held there, but it said WRSI holiday party. So all my New England Public Radio fans were like, you're interloping on all of our stuff. The food for the party was delicious too. How has it been reaching out to Holyoke itself?
We work a lot with the Chamber of Commerce. We have a co-working kitchen, so we work with a lot of food entrepreneurs that come to Gateway to develop their business.
Oh, wow.
With the culinary school going in on the corner too.
Holyoke Community College
Culinary School going in on the corner. I think we're going to see a lot more foot traffic, and then a lot of the buildings are being developed around us. So we got in good. We're in the right place at the right time, and it's only going to develop from here.
Matt Stevens, the chef, Franny Krasinski, who's the director of culinary operations, and Mike Solon, the food and beverage director at Gateway Bistro in Holyoke, and Phil Korman from CESA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.